As promised, truckers, here is part two of why I quit my last trucking job. The intro will roll right into reason number two. So stay tuned. Thank you so much. Drive safe.
All you truckers and truckers' wives and everybody in the trucking industry, maybe it was an accident or maybe you did it on purpose, but you found Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy and this is
Tyler.
Hey Tyler, before we get started, you got something to say to these people?
Of course, we got to tell them how to find us. Hey, head over to TalkCDL.com, the official website for TalkCDL, the Trucker Show. There you can find all of our social links, such as our link to iTunes and Google Play. But especially, head over to Facebook.com/TalkCDL and hit that like button. We got a great show ahead of us, so let's get to it.
How about number two? And I was really surprised at this one. You want to take a guess? How about I just tell you?
Number two.
Equipment.
I would think equipment would be number three and home time would be number two.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's number two.
The equipment. Yeah.
And I've seen some comments in there. One guy wrote, I quit my last job because the boss wouldn't buy anything newer than a 1992 rig. You know, that's that you got a lot of companies out there that are trying to utilize older equipment, but let's be honest with each other. When you got one carrier saying, here's a 72-inch sleeper condo with an APU, refrigerator and freezer, you know, I mean, they got it all set up. Some carriers are offering DirecTV, which is, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be offering DirecTV. It's more of an excuse for a driver to be delayed, you know, but he yeah. needs to be sleeping instead of driving. But yeah, number two is equipment. And that's an easy one to solve. Now, I will tell you, and here's when you think about this, and I don't want to put down, look, you have Kenworth, you have Peterbilt, you have Freightliner, you have Volvo, you have International, you have Western Star, and I'm probably missing one, okay? But they're your main rigs.
Right.
Everybody knows which ones the drivers do prefer. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
It's just a fact. Okay.
That's right.
So, you know, if you're a company and I'm just going to say it, if you're a carrier that's running flat tops, mid roofs, and the company down the street's offering condos, you're going to lose a lot of opportunity. You know, it's that couple extra dollars that you could, I think you lose a lot of money. What the more your trucks sit is what I'm saying.
APUs help.
Yeah, it does. I mean, look, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody once said this to me because I remember when it was just cab overs and a dog box and we lived with it. And then next thing you know, you had what was called conventionals and they were flat tops. And then everybody started getting conventionals because all the drivers were going, oh, I want one of them. And then next thing you know, you had your mid roofs. Now these drivers can now stand up in the truck. There's no dog box. They could stand up. So now it was like, everybody's trying to call the company with that. And then next thing you know, it was condos. Wow, we got condos. And so everybody decided, I got to get the condos. So it's almost like there's always something new to be advancing a driver when in realistically, we were able to, back in the day, get in a cab over that you had to climb up a ladder to get in. You had to climb over a dog box with the, you know, it was that big giant hump between the two seats
right.
to get to your bed. Mm-hmm. You had to lay down to put your pants on. Okay. And you know what? We were happy to do it. You know, you would never get a driver to drive. Right. But here it is. Number two is equipment. I left because of the equipment. And yes, gratefully, some of them are saying I left because the truck was breaking down a lot. Okay. Because it was.
That's a big one.
That one I can see.
If you're sitting by the road, you're not making any money. If the truck's breaking down all the time and the company's not taking care of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I can see.
That's huge.
But I don't see a lot of broke down trucks to where it should be number two. See, what I think is, I think you got a certain percent of drivers. Again, man, I'm just going to say what I say. I think you got a certain percent of drivers that are legitimately, okay, I'm in a Freightliner here. I'm getting offered a T680 over there, and they jump ship, you know, for the T680. Mm-hmm. You know, even though the Cascadia Evolution was believe it or not, Freightliner has more room, but some people would prefer a Kenworth, or somebody might prefer a Peterbilt, somebody might prefer a Freight Shaker. But the bottom line is equipment is number two. I mean, truck speed to whatever the case is, equipment is number two. How about number one? You ready for number one? It's obvious.
Hey,
you got it there. It's always, I'm going to tell you something. It's by far not even close. Pay money, money, money. Miles means money, and money, money, money. That is the number uno reason why a truck driver quits. I'm telling you, it really is. Number one reason, not even come close. How do you beat that? I'm going to tell you something. Here's the truth. Back in the day, I was getting way under what these guys get now, and I was making more. Okay. And it's just the truth. So, you know, it's a lot of drivers, and I see companies out there playing this mileage rate game, you know, 50 cents a mile, 55 cents a mile, 48 cents a mile.
Then you don't get any miles.
Well, what's funny is, and a lot of your drivers, man, I've had drivers call me over the years and go, I don't turn my key for less than blah, 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 a mile. And I'm thinking, my question always, what I used to stump them all the time, I'd say, well, what did you file for last year?
right. You know? Yeah.
And the guys that are always wanting the big mileage rate, every one of those guys were always the ones filing for, let's say, $38,000, but they're getting 50 cents a mile. Okay. So you're filing for $38,000, or but you're getting 50 cents a mile. I don't think they realize the math doesn't work that way.
Right.
I'm going to tell you my theory. If you're out there looking for a trucking job, you really need to find out about the freight, and you really need to be able to find out about the mileage you can get. Okay. And their average length of haul. If you get a trucking company that has a 300 mile length of haul average with these electronic logs, these guys, their hours, you got 14 hours to run 11. That's your electronic logs. Okay, well, if you pick up a load and you only got to go 300 miles, but you had to spend an hour or two waiting for a load, and you're going 300 miles, and you're in traffic till you get there, and now you're waiting to get unloaded, or you got to try to get another trailer or whatever, till you get all done for the day, you've got a little over 300 miles maybe tops, because the average length of haul is 300. But if you get a company, their average length of haul is, say, 500 or 700. See, really the key number is 500 miles a day. If you're out there 2-3 weeks at a time, and you can average 500 miles a day, and let's just say you run even 6 days out of the week, that's 3,000 miles. That's a respectable pay. If you're making 3,000 miles and you're getting 40, a lot of companies out there, I'll give you an example. A lot of companies out there paying 45, 48 cents a mile right now. Okay. And this episode, a couple of years from now, people are going, 48 cents a mile. Hell, I'm getting 90. But that's years down the road if they're still listening to us.
Right.
But think about this. 40 cent a mile guy, he's averaging, say, 3,000 miles a week.
Right.
But you get the 45 cent a mile guy, and he's only averaging, say, 2,200 miles a week because the company baited him in with a higher mileage rate. Now, I'm just going to do the math just to show you something here. At 40 cent a mile, we already know at 3,000 miles, it's $1,200. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At 1,200, that's 60 grand right there. At 50, if you just figure 50 weeks pay,
sure,
52, that's $60,000. But let's just say you take a guy at 2,200 miles, okay, times 0.45 cents. All he made was $990.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
He made $990 a week. Guess what he made for the year? If you just do 50 weeks like we did the other one, he made $49,500. That guy legitimately made almost $11,000 a year less than the other driver. But I've had drivers say to me, look, man, I want to work smarter, not harder. I've had them say that to me over the years.
Right.
What they don't realize is you don't make a lot of money without hard work. Forget that I want to work smarter, not harder crap. That's somebody put that in your head, guys and gals. Okay, if you're a trucker and you ain't running the miles, you ain't making the money. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know, I just showed you a guy that's making 5 cents a mile less that works makes a lot more money than the guy that isn't working. In fact, I'm going to tell you something else. The guy that's doing a lot of sitting around at truck stops, he's spending a lot more money because it costs you $10 million just for hamburger and fries at a truck stop. So the more you got to sit around, the more you spend because you're bored. I'm telling you, it's a vicious cycle. If you're not a trucker running, and here's my theory. Follow me on this theory.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just going to name three companies. I don't know who's making more or less. Let's say you got J.B. Hunt. And let's say you got Heartland. And let's say you got Warner.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got a driver. You got John Doe 1, John Doe 2, and John Doe 3. Working for J.B. Hunt, Heartland, and Warner. Let's say they're all three of them leave their house on a Sunday night. And they all stay out for 2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
And let's just say that theory of one's getting 40 cents a mile and the other two are getting 45 cents a mile. Right. Now, the two that are getting the 45 cents, usually the higher rate you're getting, the less miles you're going to get. Bottom line. Okay. Now, what? Let's just say, for example, at the end of the 2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
Each one, the guy with the 40 cent a mile, we just said, let's say he's running the miles. He's doing 3,000 miles. He finds a company with the bigger length of haul, and he's running the miles.
I'm completely confused.
Well, that's true. But now listen to this.
I'm baffled by it.
The guy at 40 cents a mile, he made $2,400 in 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's the 40 cent a mile guy because he ran 3,000 miles.
Right.
The other two guys got the higher mileage rate. All they made was, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Under $2,000.
Really?
That's it. Here's the theory. They're both out there for 2 weeks away from their family.
Right.
One's just sitting in the driver's seat a little longer. The other guy's sitting in the bunk longer. You're still away from your family. You got nothing else to do but work or play. You understand what I'm saying? You're gone the same amount of time as the other guy. Yeah. Why not make the most you can? I want to work smarter, not harder. Doesn't work, does it?
Nah, not in trucking.
You either work and run or you don't get there. Anyways, Johnny, there's your answers. Number one is no miles, no money. That's why truckers quit. So truckers, there's your advice. If you want to find a company that has a decent length of haul.
You actually missed one.
What was it?
It's one that I'm sure you hear from time to time.
Yeah, but it's not in the top five, but give it to me, man. You hear it. What is it? Which one is it?
Hey, Troy, let's take a pause for a second and thank our sponsor, Mercer Transportation, an awesome flatbed owner-operator company. You can show your support to the show by heading over to mercertown.com or talkcdl.com and click on the banner.
Yeah, drivers, if you're looking to drive and lease on to one of the best owner-operator companies in the United States, I'm telling you, Mercer Transportation is where it's at. These people are sincere. They're genuine. We've talked to them several times ourselves, and they are the real deal. Check them out and let us know how you like them.
It was kind of mutual.
What do you? Oh, you mean the guy gets fired?
Well, no, it was mutual. I didn't get fired. It was just, you know.
Yeah, they were going to fire me, but I quit before they fired me.
You can't fire me. I quit.
I quit. There's actually one guy on here that said
I'll throw myself out of here.
Yeah. No, there's actually one guy on here that said that. He goes, here, I'll read a couple of the comments since we're done with the survey, because there's other reason. But let me see. One guy goes, he just goes, I was retarded. LOL. B. B was what? What was B? No home time. He goes, I was retarded. LOL. It does seem like a bad decision at the time, though. So he's just kind of, I mean, talk about coming clean on the internet.
I know.
I was stupid for quitting. Okay. Here's another guy that wrote, and this was one of the, back when 2008 was rolled around when there was like no freight.
Right.
This was a very common thing for the next 2 years. Companies shut down.
Oh, yeah.
And back in like 2009 and 2010, you'd get a bunch of drivers. You'd be doing an application on a driver and like three jobs. He'd be like, went out of business, went out of business, went out of business. And they were all legit. So I want to read you this one comment. It's actually kind of funny. Let me see here. Company hired me back. Okay, here it is. Here's one guy, Raymond writes, I quit my last job because I had two buddies screw me over and steal my dedicated run. Then he goes, Thanks, Keith and Ed. So it's like right on the big survey, he actually puts their names out there and all.
And now it's over the airwaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Keith and Ed.
Yeah. He goes, thanks a lot, Keith and Ed. So Keith and Ed screwed him over. They somehow stole his dedicated run.
I'm really curious as to how they could steal the run. Like, how do you steal someone's dedicated run?
I honestly, we'd have to get Raymond on the phone if we could get him on the phone and ask him, you know, hey, Raymond, how'd these guys steal your run?
What did they do? They unhooked his trailer while it was sleeping, and then...
Or maybe they
rolled it over to theirs and said, we're going to take the freight.
Maybe the boss gave him a cheese...
Don't wake him up.
Maybe the boss gave him a cheese deal.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe somebody got some brown hairs up their nose. Here's the one I was going to tell you about that you had brought up. Steve-O. What a name.
Right.
Not from Jackass, but it's Steve-O. He writes, they were planning to fire me, but I told them they can't because I quit.
Exactly.
So it was mutual.
Or how about, we had a disagreement.
Yeah. Here's another guy. Nelly writes, my boss looked me in the eye and said with a straight face and told me $400 was a good week. I immediately cleaned my stuff out of the truck. And then a bunch of guys chime in and said, I agree. And hey, I agree too. $400. If you're out there on the road and you're making less than $1,000, you shouldn't be out there on the road.
You can work fast food and make that and be home every night.
And listen, and in this survey, a lot of drivers put down like ABC or ANG, respect and home time, or, you know, one guy writes $65,000 pay cut. Another guy's, you know, one guy writes ANG. Another guy writes, I'm not going to say what he said there. but anyways, y'all get the gist. If you go on talkcdl.com, Tyler will be uploading this survey. And you can read the entire survey of why I quit my last trucking job. And that's the survey in a nutshell. What do you think, Johnny Acid? You got any final thoughts for these drivers out there?
Well, I can tell you why I left my last several jobs.
Okay.
I didn't really have a choice. They let me go.
Did they?
Yeah. I had to leave.
And then I picked you up. Now, that's a bleeding heart for you.
I lied on my application when I applied for this job. You're a sucker. You didn't do you never even did a background check on me. You didn't give me a drug screen.
Again, Ruth Ann's coming in here with the box opening up for the drug screen.
Oh, God, yeah. Here we go.
So anyways, all right. You got any advice for the listeners out there?
Yeah, you know, actually I do. If you're at a job right now, and you're on the fence, sometimes the grass is greener, but sometimes it's not. So before you jump ship and get 14 jobs in 3 years, think about what you have, what you need, and where you're going.
Hey, John, sometimes the grass looks a little greener, but there might be like sticker spurs in there, or maybe some poison ivy mixed in too.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's really green looking.
I'm not saying stare where you're at. I'm just saying.
In Florida, we have in the grass sand spurs, they're called, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes you can't even see them damn things till you walk into the grass. And then next thing you know, they're stuck to your leg. They hurt. So sometimes the grass will spike you.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's true. You know, here's my advice too. I'm going to give my quick advice. When you're leaving a trucking company, it's almost like leaving a relationship. It really is. I've only been married once, and I've often said, I would not want to get to know somebody all over again and discover all their bad stuff. You know what I'm saying? Why not learn to love what you got and put up with it? If you're not happy, you got to move on. But I think a lot of people make, this is the truth. When you're leaving somebody or a job, think about this. People make it worse than it is. They start drumming up. If you're mad at your boss, next thing you know, you're going to get mad at the clerk and you're going to get mad at your equipment. You all of a sudden, the little things become big things.
Right.
Don't let that happen is what all I'm saying. And a lot of times if you're mad, and this is true too, a lot of truck drivers I've talked to over the years, they apply for a job on a Monday and then by Wednesday, they've actually forgot that they applied for a job because they made up with the boss and now they're not really mad. Some people do it on a spur. I would tell everybody, if for some reason you're mad, okay, think about it. Take a couple days and think about it logically, unmad. Think about it in that manner.
Yeah, don't screw up your DAC with bazillion jobs in 3 years.
And here's the thing, man. If it's the money thing, obviously that is number one reason for most people. If you can't pay the bills, you're going to leave. Sit down. Some drivers are afraid to sit down and go, listen, I'm just letting you know this is not the kind of money that I can survive on. I need to be able to make this kind of money. And dispatch, actually, if you're willing to look at yourself, dispatch, because I've seen this happen a lot where drivers go, I just ain't making the money here. And then dispatch goes, well, let me show you your Qualcomm. You go home a day early, you stay home a day late. You're cutting into two paychecks. You've been home 4 days and truckers can't make money that way, you know? Or guess what? You had a load offered to you going to Michigan last Monday, but you decided you didn't want that load. And you spent 24 hours waiting for the load going to Florida because you didn't want to go to Michigan. You just took a, so, and if you're willing to look at yourself, sometimes it might be you and not the trucking companies. All I'm suggesting, believe me, if we're always willing to look at ourselves first, if I have something going wrong in my life, I'm the first one I look at. I don't look at somebody else to go, he's the reason, she's the reason. I don't do it, man. And a lot of times it is my fault. And sometimes it's somebody else's fault. But you got to get it figured out in a professional way. That's my advice. It might sound a little kooky, but I'm Troy. Talk CDL, the trucker show. All right. Why did I quit my last job? All right. I'm out. Take care.
Peace.